It's Morning Edition on KUT 90.5. I'm Jennifer Staten. The Austin City's council was scheduled to take a vote yesterday about a stadium deal that would bring a Major League Soccer team to Austin, but things didn't quite go according to schedule. To explain more, here is KUT's Jimmy Moss. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
All right, so Jimmy, first of all, what did the council actually do at the meeting last night?
So officially, they took all the public comment that they are going to take on this issue. And when they wrapped that up, they started to get into the suggested amendments by various council members. It was at that point that they realized they were overwhelmed with the sheer number of amendments to the last most updated terms of agreement between the city and the MLS team. And so they decided collectively it was in their better interest to wait until Wednesday to vote. And they did set a final vote at 11:30 Wednesday morning, no matter what, unless they decide not to.
And we're talking about a potential deal to bring the Columbus Crew, owned by Precourt Sports Ventures, to bring them from Columbus to Austin. The stadium site would be McCalla Place in North Austin.
Correct. It is. Ostensibly, this is a debate about a stadium and whether that site is a good thing, but a good location for it. But this has, in the months, has become a debate about many things. It's become a debate about, is there enough public, affordable housing in Austin? Is this a good use of taxable land? Are there enough transportation options, et cetera, et cetera? And then last night, after this exchange here, the debate took a different turn.
You have several different categories of youth, various youth development academies.
And we have millions of dollars in this community benefit package that are going to both boys and girls and to soccer. And what you've heard tonight is that the folks out here are not as hung up on boys and girls and community benefits as you are. And
they don't have a vote up here. We do. And so we have a right to ask you whatever questions that we need in order to be able to do that.
Councilmember Alter, here is my... Councilmember,
you get to vote for any one of us if you're our district. Yes.
All right. So, Jimmy, that exchange, who's talking
there?
That's
Councilmember Allison Alter. And the topic was the minutiae of development academies within professional sports teams and the local agreements with other soccer clubs around town. And the other person speaking was the lobbyist for Precourt Sports Ventures, the ownership group representing the team, Richard Suttle, who... apparently at that point, wasn't doing perhaps his best job at that point and kind of lost the room.
So, Jimmy, last Friday night, or a little while ago, Precourt Sports Ventures and the City of Austin released on a Friday night terms of a deal. Why were there so many amendments? There were like 25 amendments last night. Why did those come now?
Right. So this has now that is 2 weeks ago today. They released the initial terms. Those have been updated a few times. And most of the amendments came from, I believe I could be quite wrong on the math, but many of the amendments came from two council members, Allison Alter and Leslie Poole, and the mayor termed, and also Richard Suttle termed them as poison pills. The amendments essentially were designed to make the math, the money, not work out in the team's favor and have them walk away from it. So
these are
not passed. They are just proposed to discuss, which is what they wanted to table until Wednesday.
So what did some of those amendments that some are calling poison pills, what did some of those amendments say?
They basically just direct a number of costs, force the team to accept a number of costs that they may or may not be able to bear. And it's certainly within the city's right to ask it. It's not a... the city, from a leverage point of view, has a fairly good hand at this point, and they could probably get a lot of what they, but may not get everything they want.
So you've been covering this from the beginning. All of the discussion about the Columbus Crew moving here started, I think it was almost a year ago or last fall,
yes.
At least.
October is when he just surprised the world with this move.
Of maybe 2017.
Not publicly, at least.
So take a step back then. What does this particular part of the process mean for all of this? There had been a deal, some amendments. Now, some more amendments loaded on, trying to maybe stall the deal.
Right.
What's actually going on with all of this?
Politically, they're probably, at this point, as the deal stands, there could be enough votes for the council to pass this agreement. All that means is they move forward. That means that there's another round of finalizing terms. I know, I could see your eyes just sort of glazing over. They will then finalize terms. They will then have to come up with another place to play. They will have to do a number of other things for 2 years in order for them to finally actually play at this place in McCalla Place, which none of us had really heard of until October.
And quickly, what does last night's action mean for the timetable? The Columbus Crew were already operating on one extension for Major League Soccer. Can they get these discussions extended more?
That is up to the league. The commissioner, Don Garber, has said in the past he's okay with letting the city decide on its own time. But we are coming toward the end of this current MLS season, and they would like to play in Austin or the surrounding area next season, which really gets going in January, February.
KUT's Jimmy Moss, thanks so much for your reporting.
Thank you.